you next to me. You know, they mentioned the stretching bands. You heard me talk about that or mention that. Don't be too quick to dismiss the possible benefits of stretching bands. That could be something good for you regardless of your age. And believe me, you can probably get more benefit from that than you might think. Seriously, no joke. Stretching bands. You can get some that can help you stretch your upper body using your arms. You can get some that can allow you to focus on your lower body, engaging your legs. And, of course, you get that lower body engaged. You're burning more calories because you're using bigger muscles. And so I would encourage you to get some bands and get some that will allow you to work upper and lower body. And so you could be watching TV and for maybe 15 minutes, work your upper body with the bands. Break for a while. Break for 10 minutes. You're watching TV. You're relaxing. You're chilling. It's a chill day. Chill for 15 minutes. And then for another 15 to 20 minutes, work your lower body. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying or even suggesting that you go ahead and spend the whole day that you're going to be chilling exercising. Exercising is a lot of fun. It has tremendous benefit, but it is work. It is fun work, but it is work. And not everyone enjoys doing our work in school, doing our work on the job, and then spending several hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week, exercising. Many of us really enjoy exercising, but at some point, remember what I shared with you before, rest has got to be part of our life's rhythm. So we just don't want to do too much of it. We don't want to live a sedentary life. And so making sure that on those days that we can get in 30 to 60 minutes exercising, we're doing it. And so you do that and you can find yourself getting what you need as far as movement so that you remain healthy and still have your downtime, which is also important for health. All right, so that's our focus on part of the research. TV watching habits. What about that other part? High energy breakfasts. Well, that's the second part of the study. And for this part, the researchers grouped the participants according to how many calories they took from their breakfast. They had individuals in the high energy breakfast group who took over 20% of their daily calories from their breakfast. Participants in this group tended to consume milk, cheese, cereals, bread, and honey for the first meal of the day. Those in the low energy group derived anywhere from 5 to 20% of their daily calorie intake from their breakfast, usually by consuming coffee or low-fat milk along with bread with butter, honey, olives, or fruit. That caught me by surprise, too, that olives would have been part of the breakfast mix for quite a few people. So, those two groups, and then a third group that consisted of people who didn't have breakfast at all. Overall, the people who ate a high-energy breakfast on a regular basis were more likely to have healthier arteries than people in the other two groups. A high-energy breakfast should be part of a healthful lifestyle, according to Dr. Salamandris. Eating a breakfast that constitutes more than 20% of the total daily caloric intake may be of equal or even greater importance than a person's specific dietary pattern, such as whether they follow the Mediterranean diet, a low-fat diet, or other dietary patterns. Eating a breakfast that makes up more than 20% of the total daily caloric intake of great value. However, The authors do caution that because almost all of those participants did follow a Mediterranean diet, the results may not be generalizable to a wider population. They also speculate on the possible mechanisms behind their findings. According to the researchers, a possible explanation could be that people who do not skip breakfast tend to have more healthful dietary habits overall, as well as more healthful lifestyles. And this is just a guess now. They're just guessing, and they're letting us know. They're just guessing. A second explanation could be that the foods eaten by those in the high-energy breakfast group, such as dairy, may in themselves have cardioprotective effects. So in the future, Dr. Salamanders and colleagues plan on following these participants for at least 10 years to assess whether any environmental exposures also affect the results. So, they're wanting us to know, we need to be about the business of making sure we're not too sedentary, maybe include some movement in some of our TV watching, and eat high-energy breakfast. Let me leave you with Chicago. Have a good one.